I call this retreat the path of the mystic. But what is a mystic? Anybody here knows what a mystic is? Probably not, because nobody is teaching you about the mysterious. So even if you don't know what the mystic is, something has attracted you. How come this mystic has attracted you up here in these quiet mountains? It must be something that has brought you here. What is that that has brought you here? It's very difficult to say. But you are here, that's for sure. And if you don't know, then I will tell you, you are here now. So be present. A mystic is one who is in tune with the mystery, with the whole. Who is one with existence. That's what I call a mystic. There is no separation. And the mystics down the ages is trying to help people to get out of their foggy minds, their problems, their confusion, their suffering, and bringing them back to themselves. Showing them that there's more than the mind, bringing them back to the path of the heart. So, it's not the belief like the religions are. They believe in God, they believe in this, they believe in that. And they fight about it, my belief, your belief. No, to be a mystic, you have to have your own direct experience. It's not for the masses, it's individual. So society never been interested in that. Because the society needs people to be part of the machine. The seeker, the mystics, the meditators always has been following themselves. Not somebody's belief. It's very easy to believe, but to know, to have your own experience about something, you have to live. You have to go through different experiences. You have to be challenged. So that is what I'm doing here. I'm shaking you up from the sleepiness, from the hypnosis of society, from your old life. So you have to look at yourself in different ways. You have to explore yourself. And then you grow. And And when you grow, there is more space, more understanding, more seeing. Ordinary people are stagnant the whole life. Nothing much is happening. They grow old, but they don't grow up. So a mystic is one who is trying to give you a direct experience. A direct experience of the mystery, of the divine, of the truth. Then anybody who had had a direct experience themselves, they know, they don't believe. And that direct experience changed your whole life. Which is very difficult to find among the sleepy people, among society. Nobody is teaching you that. They're teaching you to be like everybody else. And everybody is desperate to become something or someone. Instead of accepting themselves, instead of coming back to themselves. That takes courage because you have to drop all ideas of who you think you are and everything you have learned and everything that people have told you and everything you have read and all your ideas and all your dreams. You have to be clean, empty, receptive. Only then can you see that which is already there, beyond the fog of your mind. So anybody who had that taste of the true being will be very happy. But you cannot talk about it. But you know it in your heart. And that's why in the East, the mystic, the guru, the master is so loved. So much gratefulness. Because it's through him or her that you got the first insight. That insight is not the end, but it's a totally new beginning. Now you know that the light is there. You have proof because you have felt it. All the traditions and in all the religions, they had this. Outside us, like a Franz of Assisi, like a Rumi. They belong to that area, that religion, be that Christianity or Islam, but they were outside. A Kabir in India, a Jesus. Remember, Jesus has nothing to do with Christianity. That came after. And Osho. They all tried in different ways to hint, to show you that which cannot be shown. insane in Hinduism, in Christianity, in Islam, in shamanism, in the Kabbalah. Anywhere you go, you have had the mystics, the masters, the shamans, and whatever tool they had and understanding they had, they were trying to teach people something of the beyond, in whichever way they had available. But the main thing is the mystic himself, which goes beyond any technique. And outside, I can never understand. You have to be an insider to understand. That is the longing, the seeking, where people down the ages have dropped anything and everything to follow the path, to follow the truth. Because only that will fulfill yourself. Welcome to Satsang. So remember, belief has no value. That belongs to the mind. And everybody talks about belief. You have to have come to a certain stage of evolution to be able to understand the simple things. All the religions, they believe. Don't believe. Investigate. Experience. Know. Only then will you become steady. Otherwise, you will change from Christianity to Hindu, to Buddhist, to Islam, to Kabbalah, like a poor Madonna, or like Lady Gaga Gaga. They're trying better than Jehovah's Witnesses, but. But to find a mystic is very difficult. So, if that is your longing to come back to yourself, you are at the right place. Otherwise, you might have fallen in her for some different reason. Maybe a new boyfriend or girlfriend. Or maybe to pick up some techniques that you can show in your workshop. Or some kind of idea to learn something you won't learn anything. I will destroy everything. If that makes you happy, you are at the right place. Otherwise, be afraid and run. No, even Bhagavati is coming back smiling now. She starts understanding a little bit deeper than her personality. That is good. My beloved Babaji, I still can't believe that I'm here again, in this enchanted forest with you. The decision from the mind was not to come this time. But then this calling was irresistible. I started seeing myself sitting by the river, looking at the mountains, smelling the perfume of the flowers, meditating in satsang. So the heart saw the signs and the miracle happened. I am here to live intensely this retreat, this opportunity to grow in consciousness, to be close to you, my beloved Master. Miracles happen when you are following the heart, and that is the sign that you are going the right way, because miracles start happening. If you are listening to the mind, you will always be in doubt. Did I do the right thing? The heart knows. The mind always thinks. That's why I tell everybody, and I will tell you again now, when you are here and when you come into a deep clarity in yourself, which you slowly, slowly will come more and more, any decisions you need to take in your life, take them there, out of your clarity. And don't doubt it. Because the mind is so strong and you've been so confused so long that you're always wavering. But when you come back to yourself, then you see, you know. Start trusting that instinct that you know. So you don't waver so much. So you are not so much wishy-washy. So you are not so much resistant. So you manage to take in more and more of the simple truth that is. So very good that it was irresistible. That means that the heart is taking charge. In the beginning, the heart is just like a little prune, shrunken, dry. And slowly, slowly, you have to give juice to the heart to wake it up. But the mind is so strong, it will always come with reasons. Because it's been in control so long that it will give up a fight. The more insights you have, the more happiness you feel, the more bliss you feel, the more silent you feel, the more you will trust your intuition, your heart again. your true wisdom, your true clarity. But it will be a fight. That's how you gather trust, because it's your own experience. In the beginning, you have nothing. You don't know about trust. Because you are not worthy of trust. You haven't gone through the pain of suffering, of confusion. Normally, everybody thinks they know. You just scratch a little bit, everybody is unsure of everything. Only true knowing gives peace. And that you have to pay for. The only way is to have your own experiences, so you know. Nobody can tell you. I'm here to live intensely this retreat. Yes, you should always live intensely. And again, you're used to living just lukewarm. Hardly alive. If you want something, and the more that realization comes that I want, then more intensity. And only then can something happen. You can never boil over if you're lukewarm. In the dreams I have, we are such a good friends and so close. It is so beautiful. Not only in the dreams. We are best of friends. And that is the beauty when reality and dreams becomes one. It means you don't need to dream anymore. Reality is better than dreams. That's what you have to accept. There is no need for dreaming. When you are real, everything becomes so beautiful. You don't need to dream. Dreaming means you are longing for something else. In the last retreat in Brazil, I heard you asking me many times, Jaimati, what is missing? What do you want? My answer was, I have everything. Everything is given to me. I found you. But the mind is never grateful, and I kept asking for more. That is the dilemma with the mind. It always wants more. But in that instant, the true answer is, I have everything. Everything is given to me. I found you. But then the mind comes again. That is the old fight. That's why I remind you, you have to take the answers and the insights from when you are in tune. The answer is clear. I have everything. Everything is given to me. I found you. That's what you have to relax with. The mind will never relax. Yesterday, I read these words from Osho. Nothing will be missing if you look within. But if you go on searching on the outside, you will feel more and more frustrated. Yes. You will also feel frustrated in the beginning when you look inside, because it's all just a mess. But that Osho doesn't say. That is... You have to find out your own experience. I know these tricky guys. It's not so easy. Nothing will be missing if you look within. That is true, but first you have to prepare the ground. It's not so easy. You cannot even look inside if you haven't prepared the ground. You look inside, it's full of weeds, sticky thorns, spiders, scorpions and snakes. You have to get rid of all those creepy crawly things. You have to clean up the spider webs. You have to get rid of the weeds. That is the homework. Then when you have cleaned out, when you have purified your mind, your heart, then nothing will be missing if you look within. You have to prepare the ground for meditation. Before, people were much more innocent. Those techniques doesn't work anymore. You just sit and look within. People go crazy. You have to empty out first. Because you are so repressed in so many different areas, all that has to be emptied out so you can be happy, have more space. Then you can look within, and it's very beautiful to look in because it's clean. It's not nice to look in if it's full of scorpions. You escape. That's why nobody wants to look in. That's why nobody understands about meditation. Meditation comes after the cleaning. Meditation comes by itself. It comes spontaneous when you are clean. Nothing will be missing, says Osho, if you look within. But if you go on searching on the outside, you will feel more and more frustrated. Yes, that you will be. So that is the dilemma. When people have come to that they are frustrated, either by life experience or by an understanding from the past lives that is more to life than just work from 9 to 5, then things start changing. The search to look in for meditation, for truth. Look within and you will find yourself and no one else. In truth, this is what Buddha nature means, to be yourself. Yes, so easy. Finished. All the enlightened people can say it's so easy. That is what the Buddha nature means, to be yourself. Look within and you will find yourself and no one else. Yes. At the very, very end. But no, you will feel many. You will find many people. That's why people say you don't only have one personality, you have many. They have written many books about this. You have so many. In the morning you are happy, by the tea time you are very angry, in the evening you are very frustrated, and by the time you go to bed you are totally exhausted. You change, you are not steady. Then you are angry, then you are sad, then you are stressed, then you are this, then you are that. They say you don't behave the same to your boss as you do to your servant. It's different faces, no? So when you look in the beginning, you see many, many different sides of yourself. You don't know where you are. You don't know who you are, so it will be many, many different things. Explore, be happy, just be excited. It's the best movie around. It's your own movie. And if you understand your own movie, maybe you find out who directed it also. These are very nice words, but the whole thing is, it's not so easy. In truth, this is what Buddha nature means, to be yourself, yes. It is so easy, Jaimati, just to be yourself. That's all. Then the next question, how to be myself? I don't know why these words touch me so much. I already heard you talking about it so many times. I even remember that in one of my first letters to you, I asked, why is it so difficult to just be oneself? You answered that it was an old habit from the mind. Yeah, if you are not identified with the mind, you are yourself. But as long as the mind is there, you will be confused. And the mind, that's why you cannot just say, accept yourself. Yes, accept yourself, but it's impossible to accept yourself before you know who you are. That's the dilemma. Only then can you totally accept yourself, because then you know. How can you accept yourself if you don't know who you are? It's impossible. That's why people don't want to look at themselves. But you can practice acceptance. It's a meditation in itself. More and more acceptance. Accept things as they are. Don't let anything disturb you. Be untouched. Catch yourself when you get upset, when you get annoyed, when you get angry, when you get in doubt, when you get guilty. Catch yourself. Accept. Acceptance, as I see it, is the flowering of meditation, which only can come out of knowing oneself. Then you accept. Up till then, is different grades, of course, of acceptance. If you are very identified with the mind, you hardly accept anything, because everything should be something else. Everybody else has a problem, and you have a problem. So you see problem in everybody else. You cannot accept. That is the beginning. At the end, you accept everything. That is surrender. Which you cannot do. It's a grace, it's a gift, it's a blessing. It comes out of knowing yourself. I asked you, why is it so difficult to just be oneself? Because we are trained to be something else. From the very childhood, everybody is conditioned to be something, to fit in. Nobody is teaching you how to be yourself. They're teaching you to be something else. It starts from the very early childhood. Then in the teenagers, they get more and more lost because they don't know. They desperately want to be grown up And they don't, they are not a child, they are not grown up. So then it's very hard. Any identity that is around, they put on themselves. That maybe stick on the whole life. I'm very intelligent, I'm very smart, I'm very sexy, I'm very good, I'm very spiritual, I'm very strong, I'm very fucked up. Whatever it is, you put on some I'm a skinhead and I'm a hippie. Whatever idea it is, this can last the whole life. And it was just, if you trace it back, it was just some idea that came from outside. No, your whole life you have gone living after one idea, which is totally useless. It's just an idea. It has nothing to do with reality. I'm like this, I'm like that, I'm like this. That is your protection. Getting lost in that, you can never come to who you really are. And this is how 99% of people living. That is your persona, personality. Persona means a mask. It's not your real self. If you take off that mask, that's why it's very uncomfortable when you take off that mask. That's why so few people are interested to go to satsang also. Because you have to become real. That is uncomfortable when you take off your mask. When you find your true self, then is bliss. But between of removing the mask and finding yourself, then is lots of ups and downs. I ask you, why is it so difficult to just be oneself? Because from the very childhood, we are confused. And nobody been telling us the truth. And if you are yourself, then you suddenly you become very relaxed. You become vulnerable. You become soft. Open, receptive. If you accept, everything melts. This is not how people are. To function, you have to be protective. That is your habit. You have a protection around you. You have a distrust. You are closed, on guard. That's how the mind, the ego, the personality function. You are afraid. So you are on guard, that means you are closed. You are not receptive. So when all that changes and you become just natural, what I call a human being, not a machine, then you become receptive, vulnerable, truthful. That is very difficult in the society. You can only open up if you feel trust, if you feel love, if you feel bliss, if you feel truth. That's why here is a safe place to open up. And all these things comes forth, your true being. You don't need to be protected anymore. But it's an old habit of being on guard. You've been living in distrust. No, Bhagavati wrote me, you are always right. Yeah. But she put up a fight to realize that, which is good. Not everybody realized that, because that is a let go. It is an insight. It is a surrender to accept truth as it is. I'm not saying I'm right. It has to come from your understanding. But the ego is putting up a fight. That's why you can even fight with the master. You can even fight with God. You can even fight with truth. That is the habit. You're on guard. You want to protect. Protect what? Protect the false. As soon as the false goes, there is a relief. The heart starts growing again. The understanding comes. But up to that point is very hard. You want to fight. That is the habit. It's a very, very, not only from this life, for lifetimes. That's even here, many times I'm struggling a lot with you because you don't want the truth. You want the truth, but you don't want the truth. You want bliss, you want silence, you want meditation, you want to accept yourself, but you don't want. Because then, who are you then? That's the danger. Because then you will just be a muffin then. A marshmallow.
Push, 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 push.
And then who are you? You are right. Then you have to, that's where trust and understanding and love and surrender comes into the picture. If that is not there, it's not possible. You will still be hard. But in fact, you are just a marshmallow. And I tell you, they are much more delicious than stones. But people have an idea. I have to be tough, I have to be strong, I have to be this. It's a survival of the fittest. No, it's not like that. But that can only come from inside you. It's a realization. Actually, I still have this longing to truly live this Buddha nature. To be able to be myself all the time. To accept myself completely and unconditionally. Maybe it is every human's longing. I think so, because I was taken by a great emotion while I was writing this, and a crying from the deepest of my soul came. It is the deepest longing of every human being, but not every human being is aware of it. This will only come when you come closer to yourself. Then the real longings will come up. Otherwise, people have so many longings for fame, for money, for power, for image, for clothes, for this and that. So many longings that is so important that you can't really be in touch with your real longing. That is exactly what the mystic is teaching you. To take you deeper, so you come into contact with your deepest longing, with your deepest truth. Because to accept yourself totally, unconditionally, means you are free. You are free from any condition. You said that acceptance happens, that we cannot make it happen. Can it only come after trust and surrender? Yes. Because love, trust, surrender, that it's steps. No, already in love you have to open up. the heart is start taking over. You feel the bliss of being really human, functioning from the heart. That gives you more joy, that gives you more trust. No, you have felt it yourself. That brings you closer. No trust. Out of that trust, then surrender, because no, you don't doubt it anymore. That is surrender. There is no doubt, you surrender. You are total. Surrender can only happen in totality. No, when you have surrender, surrender means that you accept everything, you accept yourself. There is no more you. There is surrender. Then there is peace. You cannot do it. It is a happening. It is a gift from the beyond. Could you speak a little more about acceptance? I can speak the whole retreat about acceptance. The only thing I'm talking about is just different ways. Acceptance, trust, meditation, love, surrender, gratefulness. All this is the same. It can only happen when you come back to yourself, which means, in reality, going beyond yourself. Coming back to yourself means going beyond yourself. That is what is happening in the mystic experience. Jesus had a beautiful saying. He says, those who seek, when you first started on this path, you should not stop before you have found. Don't stop the seeking before you have found. So don't stop. Could you speak a little more about acceptance? Acceptance is a flowering of a total understanding of surrender, of trust. In fact, Buddha and Buddhas has many names. They've been called many things. One of the most beautiful names also that Buddha had was Tathagata. It means one who have accepted totally the suchness as it is. Because when you accept, it means no ego is gone. That is acceptance, total acceptance. Not accept one thing, but total acceptance. And that is what you are longing for. That is what everybody is longing for. When you totally accept things as they are, you are in tune. This can only happen when you are in tune. That's the dilemma. You cannot do it, but you can practice again. You can make it a meditation to more and more accept things, to more and more relax, to not put up a fight, to trust the truth, to trust your own heart. And it's a beautiful meditation because it will melt you more and more to just accept. Till one day, everything is accepted. But it's not a mental thing, it's a realization. Then things is like they are. There is no more fight, there is no more wanting, there is no more you who want anything because you are in tune. Then everywhere you look is a beautiful mountain, is the meditation, the river, the sounds, the breath. Everything is as it should be. Nothing should be different. There is nowhere to go. there is nothing to think about. That is acceptance. You become just a witness to it all. That is freedom. Freedom, when you live, is heaven on earth. Not when you die, but heaven now. That's the good news. They have a saying in Zen, this very body, the Buddha. This very body, the Buddha. First, the body is just the body, just a physical thing. And so many people now, they're totally obsessed with the body. They forget everything else. Then, layers and layers and layers, you have to come back to your true being. This very body, the Buddha. This very place, the Lotus Paradise. That's the truth. I can talk on it forever. Very good. That's the truth. The truth is very simple. You don't need to go anywhere. This very body, the Buddha. Ah, that's it. Now we can sit in silence for the next month. No problem. The teaching is already out. This very body, the Buddha. How beautiful. Hari Om. This very place, this very land, the Lotus Paradise. The Buddhists, they talk about Lotus Paradise beyond there, heaven. No, here, the Lotus Paradise. That is acceptance. I hope you all stay warm here, okay? I want you to be comfortable. Just relax, okay? Take care of your cold. Maybe a good time to buy in 50 hot water bottles. I told you before. Hot water bottle is good. To be warm is nice. I was walking by the riverside. To be alive is nice. Carrying my load. I was one of a million out on that road. We were walking in the valley by the shadow of the moon. By the shadow. Pointing to the moon.
What a beautiful surprise. What a beautiful surprise. What a beautiful surprise. What a beautiful surprise. No footprints in the sky.
Best satsang hall on planet Earth. Yeah. Another thing that is very good here in the mountain is no lines for the toilet. So much space. No, any questions or sharings? Yes, Diamati.
How come I feel so safe here and I don't feel any of the fear I felt in Thailand?
Because you are... I have to say, that's a part of the... part of my techniques. Mm-hmm. I have to take you around so you face your fear, no? But the fear is not real, it will go if you face it, no? So, if I had to take you to Thailand, then know that it's finished, and don't look for the fear, no, it's the next, no? Many people around me, they had many fears, no? Fear of flying, then what to do? We want to be with Babaji or we have to fly, huh? Most of the time, no? Just little things, no? I work on many ways, no? You have to look at all... Then when there is no fear, then is understanding, acceptance, no? That acceptance can only come out of understanding. Then there is peace, then you feel at home, no? You feel at home now? Sometimes I'm trying to slow down, no? Then people around also, they tell me, you have to take it easy now, Baba, you know, you're too much. Then simply, then I have to take you to Thailand, then I go there, and then, because I want to share everything, I want to take you all places, and new places, like, so you can go through different things, no, different levels, no. Then it becomes too much. Then I go to Thailand, then I go to Brazil, then I go to Japan, then I go to India, then I go to Norway, then I go... We have to stop now. You laugh about that? And of course, you feel at home because you feel close to me and you are with me and you follow your heart. But also this is all the family. And not only the family, but the whole area is just nature. And nature is so soothing, so relaxing, because it is like it always has been, no? So any meditator, anybody who has been longing for peace, for silence, for truth, for thousands of years, they've been attracted to nature, no? So that is another thing I wanted to bring people who wanted to become natural here, a natural place. Natural sounds, no pollution. And not only that, but natural people. Then it's very easy. It's just to dive in. May everyone dive in.